Oh, the second hour of Inland Folk is a production of Northwest Public Radio on the campus of Washington State University. Young Jesse Winchester, a very young Jesse Winchester. Bearsville Records, which was his label, and I think, I don't remember if anybody else was on Bearsville, released, oh, I don't know, 10 years back, released double CD sets of Jesse Winchester's albums. He had six of them out, six of them on Bearsville anyway, and then there was a seventh one on Sugar Hill. And anyway, they went ahead and released these. And then just about a year ago, year and a half ago, they released them all on single CDs. So two albums apiece on single CDs, Jesse Winchester, and then Third Down and 110 to Go on one CD. Learn to Love It and Let the Rough Side Drag, we're on another one. And Nothing But a Breeze, and what's the other one? Rainy Day in Memphis, I think is what it's called. So there's three, and they're, you know, they're all there. It's pretty much all you got of Jesse Winchester, because he kind of went out of circulation in the early 70s. He did. Good stuff, though. On his first album, he was lucky enough to get the band. Remember, the band was a Canadian group. And then they moved to America. We moved down to New York and started hanging out with Bob Dylan and stuff. But the band is on this album doing a lot of the backup. And they were still in Canada when this was done. Jesse Winchester, this is one we all talk about. Payday coming up. Payday. Dead air there. Well, never heard anything Jesse Winchester from his very, very first album called Jesse Winchester. And the band. Yes, indeed. I play this when I drag this album out, this Indians, Cowboys, Horses, Dogs album, Tom Russell. Love to play this. I'm sure I played it in the past 6 months. We're going to play it again. And then I promise I won't play it because it's quite long. I promise I won't play it for another couple of years or so. But it's so good. This very convoluted story that a lot of people still don't understand that Bob Dylan wrote, that he recorded on his Blood on the Tracks album. And this is version. This is the best version. This is better than Dylan's version. This is better than Joan Baez's version. She actually skipped a verse or two. This one is amazing. This is really good because this has Tom Russell along with Joe Ely and Eliza Gilkison kind of depicting the characters, the three major characters in this song, Lily, Rosemary, and the Jack of Hearts. Not that Joe Ely does that, but doing narrations in such a way that you're looking at those characters, and by changing the voices, it makes it really cool. This is a great version of this song. Great version. It's almost 10 minutes long. Lily, Rosemary, and the Jack of Hearts, written by Bob Dylan. Apparently, there was talk of making a movie, this thing, but the thing was so confusing and, like I say, somewhat convoluted that nobody could quite figure out what the plot would look like, and they didn't consult Dylan because Dylan didn't say anything about it, so there you go. Alrighty. Tom Russell, Joe Ely, and Eliza Gilkison. Here we go. Wonderful, wonderful interpretation of this song. Whoops, 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 whoops.
The festival was over. The boys were all planning for a fall. The cabaret was quiet, except for the drilling in the wall. The curfew had been lifted and the gambling wheels shut down. Anyone with any sense had already left town. He was standing in the doorway, looking like the Jack of Hearts. He moved across the mirrored room, set it up for everyone, he said. Then everyone commenced to do what they were doing before he turned their head. Then he walked up to a stranger and he asked him with a grin, "Could you kindly tell me, friend, what time the show begins?" Then he moved into the corner, face down like the Jack of Hearts.
Backstage, the girls were playing five cards stud by the stairs. Lily had two queens. She was hoping for a third to match her pair. Outside, the streets were filling up. The windows open wide. The chill breeze was blowing. You could feel it from inside. Lily called another bet. She drew up the Jack of Hearts.
Big Jim was no one's fool. He owned the town's only diamond mine. He made his usual entrance, looking so dandy and so fine. With his bodyguards and silver cane and every hair in place, he took whatever he wanted to and he laid it all to waste. But his bodyguard and silver cane were no match for the Jack of Hearts.
Rosemary combed her hair, took a carriage into town. She slipped in through the side door, looking like a queen without a crown. She fluttered her false eyelashes and whispered in his ear, "Sorry, darling, that I'm late," but he didn't seem to hear. Staring into space over at the Jack of Hearts.
I know I've seen that face before, Big Jim was thinking to himself. Maybe down in Mexico or a picture up on somebody's shelf. But then the crowd began to stamp their feet and the house lights did dim. And in the darkness of the room, there was only Jim and him. staring at the butterfly who just drew the jack of hearts.
Lily was a princess. She was fair-skinned and precious as a child. She did whatever she had to do. She had that certain flash every time she smiled. She'd come away from a broken home and lots of strange affairs with men in every walk of life, which took her everywhere. But she'd never met anyone quite like the Jack of Hearts.
A hanging judge came in unnoticed and was being wined and dined. The drilling in the wall kept up, but no one seemed to pay it any mind. It was known all around that Lily had Jim's ring, and nothing would ever come between Lily and the king. No, nothing ever would, except maybe the Jack of Hearts.
Rosemary started drinking hard and seeing her reflection in the night. She was tired of the attention, tired of playing the role Jim's wife. She'd done a lot of bad things, even once tried suicide. Was looking to do just one good deed before she died. She was gazing to the future, riding on the Jack of Hearts. Lily washed her face, took her dress off and buried it away. She laughed at him. Well, I guess you must have known it would someday. Be careful not to touch the wall. There's a brand new coat of paint. I'm glad to see you're still alive and looking like a saint. Down the hallway, footsteps were coming for the Jack of Hearts.
The backstage manager was pacing all around by his chair. There's something funny going on, he said, I can just feel it in the air. He went to get the hanging judge, but the hanging judge was drunk. As the leading actor hurried by in the costume of a monk, there was no actor anywhere better than the Jack of Hearts.
Lily's arms were locked around the man that she dearly loved. She forgot all about the man she couldn't stand, who hounded her so much. I've missed you so, she said to him, and he felt she was sincere. But just beyond the door, he felt jealousy and fear. Just another night in the life of Jack of Hearts.
No one knew the circumstance, but they say that it happened pretty quick. The door to the dressing room burst open and a Colt revolver clicked. And Big Jim was standing there, you couldn't say surprise. Rosemary right beside him, steady in her eyes. She was with Big Jim, she was leaning toward the Jack of Hearts. Two doors down, the boys finally made it through the wall. They cleaned out the bank safe. It said they got off with quite a haul. In the darkness by the riverbank, they waited on the ground for one more member who had business back in town. They couldn't go no further without the Jack of Hearts.
The next day was hanging day, the sky was overcast and black. Big Jim lay covered up, killed by a penknife in the back. And Rosemary on the gallows, she didn't even blink. The hanging judge was sober. He hadn't had a drink. The only person on the scene missing was the Jack of Hearts. The cabaret was empty now. A sign said closed for repair. Lily had already taken all of the dye out of her hair. She was thinking about her father, who she very rarely saw. But thinking about Rosemary and thinking about the law. But most of all, she was thinking about the Jack of Hearts. Tell me why you liked Roosevelt.
Poor man's friend.
That's why I liked Roosevelt.
Poor man's friend.
That's why I liked Roosevelt.
Poor man's friend.
Good God Almighty, he's the poor man's friend. In the year of 1932, we had no idea just what we would do. All our finances had flowed away till my dad got a job with the WPA. And that's why I like Roosevelt.
Poor man's friend.
That's why I like Roosevelt.
Poor man's friend.
That's why I like Roosevelt.
Poor man's friend.
Good God Almighty, that's the
poor man's friend.
Good God Almighty, that's the
poor man's friend.
Lester B. Tell me why you like Lester B. Tell me why you like Lester B. Good God Almighty, that's
the poor man's friend.
Good God Almighty, that's
the poor man's friend.
Come in the year of 1967 as a somewhat younger man. The call to bloody glory came and I would not raise my hand.
The poor man's friend.
Heaven, that is the
poor man's friend.
'Twas in the town of Tucson in 1983. A man named Edward Abbey come a-walking up to me. He pulled his seagull from his mouth, said, I smell lawyers here. The politician running dogs, they crawled away in fear. Sing a do-ra-do, sing a do-ra-do. Ed walked across the desert at least 1,000 times. He spoke with javelinas, slept neath pinon pines. And if he saw a billboard there, he'd chop that bastard down. Said if a man can't piss in his own front yard, he's living too close to town. Sing-a-do-ride-doo, sing-a-do-ride-day. Lord, I wish Edward Abbey were walking around today. Ed had a taste for women. In fact, he married quite a few. He said, I fall in love, boys, but I'm only passing through. You know I like them all, boys, and some more than the rest. I've tried my hand at monogamy, now I'm off to save the West. Sing a do-ride-do, sing a do-ride-day. Ed died one day at sundown in his Tucson riding shack. They wrapped him in a sleeping bag and drove him way out back. Beneath the wild saguaro, the coyotes chewed Ed's bones. And on a hidden marker was no comment carved in stone. Sing-a-do-ride-doo, sing-a-do-ride-day. Yeah, I wish Edward Abbey were walking round today. Now I'm living in the desert, but the towns are closing in. Those cracker box developments Ed would call a sin. We stole this land from the Mexican and now we'll sell it back. And they'll live like mortgage prisoners in those goddamn housing tracts. Tell me who votes for the mountain lion. Tell me who votes for the fox. Who votes for the spotted owl who hides there in the rocks? I wish that Ed would come again with a chainsaw in his hand and carve on up those housing tracts and take on back the land. Sing-a-do-ride-doo, sing-a-do-ride-day. Yeah, I wish Edward Abbey were walking round.
Indeed, 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 my goodness, the Ballad of Edward Abbey, Edward Abbey, the Monkey Wrench Gang, and all those folks, the glory days of the Earth Firsters. Oh, my gosh, that's a good song, actually. Edward Abbey wrote a great book. Remember the book, The Brave Cowboy, that they based a movie on called Lonelier the Brave with Kirk Douglas and Walter Matthau and George Kennedy? It's a good movie, good movie. They filmed it up near Roswell, New Mexico, I believe. It's one of those rebel-type movies. Anyway, Tom Russell, The Ballad of Edward Abbey. One more from Jesse Winchester, a lot more gentle, very gentle. It's a little lullaby, a little lullaby. Lay down the burden of your heart.
It's a cold old world that we're walking through. Lay down the burden of your heart. Body's warm as toast, walking two by two. Lay down the burden of your heart. is a fine, fine line betwixt love and hate. It's tough to tell the two apart, but you'll know it's love that I offer you. Lay down the burden of your heart. Lay down of your heart. I know you'll never miss it. Oh, show your daddy where it hurts, and let your daddy kiss it. It's a cold old world that we're walking through. They ought to tell you at the start. But what strength I have, girl, I offer you. Lay down the burden of your heart. Lay down burden of your heart. You know you'll never miss it. Oh, show your daddy where it hurts, and let your daddy kiss it. Oh, show your daddy where it hurts, and let your daddy kiss it.
Song. Just a little lullaby. You know who did a really good version of that, a good recording, was Mary Black. I believe it was on her album Holy Ground. She did a real nice version of that. I think she changed a couple of lyrics around, but what a just a cool song. And of course Jesse Winchester does it on that nylon strung guitar of his, and sings it with some of the best emotion. Some of the stuff he wrote, Mississippi, You're On My Mind, and the brand new Tennessee Waltz that Joan Baez recorded, and a lot of folks, Jonathan Edwards recorded a ton of Jesse Winchester songs. There was a, I think it was an Austin, it was either an Austin City Limits or a soundstage that had a, it was a double bill type thing, and it was done at Red Rocks, and it seems to me it was Jesse Winchester and Michael Murphy before he was Michael Martin Murphy. It was amazing. Amazing. He sang Yankee Lady on that one, too. Did it a little bit slower. Did a good version of You Need the Touch of a Mighty Hand. You Can't Stand Up Alone. The late, great Jesse Winchester. Oh, my gosh. Well, we're pretty much on time for the break. We still have half a show left to go. We have 90 minutes left to go. Thanks for all the emails and the letters. I know that they'll be coming because they do, and, you know, we're 5 or 6 weeks ahead, but I know I'll get them. Probably get them for this show as well. Anyways, thanks so much for emailing me and letting me know what you think. We're going to be right back for lots more Inland Folk because we have lots more to go. So you just hold your horses because we do have lots more to go. And we're going to be right back. So you just hang on because it's all good music and it's going to be coming right at you. Hang on now. Hang on.
Support for programs on Northwest Public Radio comes from contributing listeners and from the folks at Rico's, a neighborhood pub in downtown Pullman, a venue for live music on the Palouse, including jazz, bluegrass, and folk. Rico's, 104 years of service to Pullman and the WSU community.
Partly cloudy today with high temperatures reaching 72 in Pullman, 75 in Clarkston. Mostly clear tonight with lows in the mid to upper 40s and sunny tomorrow. Highs will be in the mid 70s where the temperatures will stay for a day or two more before cooling a bit to the 60s and low 70s.
Thank you.
That song's been titled a couple of different things, but she calls it Spokane. Art Hanlon wrote it, and she met him, and he gave her permission to put this thing on the album. Salilo Falls, Rachel Harrington. I think this is probably her best album. She's got a couple before that are pretty good, and she's got some albums of honky-tonk stuff. But this is a pretty introspective album. It's kind of a mixture of folk and country, and she does a nice job. Rachel Harrington does. You know, before Cat Eagleston was a ferry boat musician, well, actually, it was right after she was a ferry boat musician, she moved to Chicago, and she joined a band called The Otters. And then she came out of that whole thing, moved back to the west, to the west side here, lives on Vashon Island now, and she's been doing her solo career, as well as a dual career with Kate McLeod from Utah. Kate McLeod, one of the most extraordinary musicians and songwriters ever. And Cat Eagleston, she's no chopped liver when it comes to writing songs either. And so when the two of them are together, it's just amazing. Anyway, it's a pretty powerful concert, those two. But this band, The Otters, when she was worked with them in Chicago, they were basically a high-class bar band. And they were pretty good. And this is from their live album. I don't remember where it was recorded. I'll find out in a second. But this is her version of Brian Anderson's song, which I think is a great song, The Little That I Know. The Little That I Know. So here is Cat Eagleston, actually with The Otters. And The Otters go like this.
Lovers leave, but then love wakes up. the sun and an angel to the king. No matter what you do, 'cause we got John and June in the backup choir, and Hank is drunk on love. Elvis, he ain't never been higher, and we'll be playing all day long. So don't be blue if you don't wake up today. Just pick up your harp and play.
clouds are upon the summer sky. There's thunder in the wind. Pull on, and homeward hie. Ne'er give one look behind. Row on, another day may shine with brighter light. Ply the oars and pull away. There's dawn beyond the night. There where thou goest, the words of love say all that words can say. Changeless affection, strength to prove, Godspeed along the way.
Row on, another day may shine with brighter light. Ply the oars and pull away. There's dawn.
Like yonder river would I glide to where my heart would be. My bark should soon outsail the tide that hurries to the sea.
Row on, another day may shine with brighter. Ply the oars and pull away. There's dawn beyond the night.
But yet a star shines constant still through yonder cloudy sky, and hope as bright my bosom fills from faith that cannot die.
Row on, another day may shine with brighter light. Ply the oars and pull away. There's dawn beyond the night.
Row on, Godspeed the way.
Thou must not linger here.
Storms hang above the closing day.
Tomorrow may be clear.
Row on, another day may shine with brighter. Ply the oars and pull away. There's dawn beyond the night.
Oh my goodness, Chris Rowe from her album Around for the Company, which I think is a great title for an album that has some traditional and some contemporary. Some things that she wrote, and it's a pretty good little album. William Pinton, Felicia Dale, and myself doing some of the work on that as well. Well, that was fun. We recorded that at Rob Folsom's living room studio, hoping that the trucks wouldn't go by. It was just in his living room, and he kind of lives on an area where there is some traffic, and you kind of have to just sort of record in between the big, heavy trucks. Because the room wasn't soundproof, but on those big old Atari decks of his, oh my gosh, it was really fun. Really fun. Yeah, I had gigs after that and everything. It was great. Great trip, that trip to Seattle, to be a part of Chris Rowe's Around for the Company album. Before that, Rachel Harrington from her album Salado Falls. Rachel Harrington from Oregon. I think it's her best album by far. Her Jubilee, The Last Jubilee, is kind of her view of heaven. Hank Williams, Drunk on Love, and Johnny and June will be singing in the choir. Yeah, it's pretty good stuff. And also we heard from the Otters with Cat Eggleston doing Amazing Grace. Started out kind of like Jimi Hendrix did the national anthem at Woodstock. You know, it was kind of funny. I was thinking about the movie Woodstock, and those of us from the late 60s, you know, we saw that movie. Remember, some of you probably went to see the movie Woodstock about 150 times. And, of course, in those days, it was just a big deal, and then all the stuff and all the language in that film and everything. Now it's just tame. But, and of course, there'd be, you know, illegal substances, smells wafting from the various restrooms and all this kind of thing. And just remember the whole excitement about the movie Woodstock and the split screen and the stereo and all that kind of thing. And Jimi Hendrix and all that. I've been talking to colleagues of mine, colleagues that are in their late 30s, early 40s, and they've never seen the movie Woodstock. That's downright sacrilegious, I think. You have to see the movie Woodstock just to know what the first major, major rock festival was all about. That's what I think. Wow. 2019 will be the 50th anniversary of Woodstock. Oh, my goodness. All righty. Well, Inland Folks, a production of Northwest Public Radio on the campus of Washington State University. Un Jong Shin is doing the playlist, and she never saw Woodstock either. And we're going to be right back for lots more music with the Rankin family. Right now is in the background, but we have lots more coming at you. So you just hold your horses, because we're coming right back. Woodstock. I went down to Woodstock. I got to go. We'll be right back. Hang on.
Billy Jackson, the Tannehill Weavers, Dick Gochan, Tony McManus, Battlefield Band, Archie Fisher and the Easy Club. Take a walk through time in the lowlands of Scotland with all these great musicians and more on the Thistle and Shamrock.
Join Fiona Ritchie for the Thistle and Shamrock in 1 hour at 2 o'clock following the third hour of Inland Folk with Dan Marr, which begins in just a moment.
Your favorite programs on Northwest Public Radio are made possible by the Pritchard Art Gallery, located in downtown Moscow, announcing Bauhaus 2021 by artist Gordon Watkinson, giving perspective on Bauhaus design philosophy through photographs, architectural drawings, and furniture objects. Reception Friday the 10th at 5.